When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Are familiar with my buddy Andrea Orbeck, very close friend and super fantastic, amazing fitness trainer with a degree in kinesiology and silver medal Olympian. So Andy was on the show a while back talking to us about pregnancy fitness, and I wanted to have her back to answer a question that you guys ask me on the regular. How do you lose the baby weight? Which seems to be, I get three questions. Where do I begin? Like with a large amount of weight. How do I lose the last 10 pounds? And how do I lose the baby weight? So this is her area of expertise. She has helped everyone from Heidi Klum to Khloe Kardashian. And as I said, she's my best bud. You can go to AndreaOrbeck.com, of course, to learn more. But let's get started. Andy, here we go. You've just had the kid. Presuming you've put on some pounds, okay?
Yeah, for
Let's
sure.
presume it wasn't an effortless a pregnancy where, oh, I just popped right back into my jeans. And that's not what's happening. They want to know how to lose the baby weight. You're 30 to 50 pounds now from the pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Where do you begin? And what's the discrepancy between whether or not you've had a C-section or not? So start there. What
All
do you
good
do?
Questions. Super good questions. Average, on average, most women have 20 to 25. Some have less.
Oh,
really? That's the average, 20 pounds. That's the average.
Oh.
If you have like a full term, full.
Well, smell you.
Smell you. But, you know, it's hard because it's the kind of weight that sticks around for a minute because I call it the fourth trimester. You're burnt out. You're tired.
Right.
Most women, if you choose to breastfeed, it's so challenging because you're exhausted. The last thing you want to do is jump up and go for a jog.
Oh my God, I know because you're so up all night breastfeeding. Yeah,
you're up. So the key is to kind of wear your new hat. Your new hat is mom. And then your next hat is to get back into your
fitness.
So
take the pressure off for a bit.
Yeah, you got to kind of be forgiving. 5-6 weeks.
And just give yourself a hot second.
So, yes, simmer down. If you end up going for a walk, you're doing laps around these other girls on the couch.
Okay, got it.
You can take your baby. You know,
I think that people, women really need that permission because it's like, oh my God, now I have to snap back to it. And but that 5 or 6 weeks would also apply, though, if you had a C-section, because isn't it roughly 6 weeks until you can...
Yeah, because like your abs have literally been cut through, so you've had a massive operation.
Yeah,
so you're in a lot of pain. All your abs need to kind of reattach, and so that's going to be rehabilitative. Actually, some women can within 2-3 weeks after a normal canal birth get up and go, and you can get up and go, but it's just, you know, you're tired and you're trying to find all these new things, and if it's your first baby, my experience, most women are freaked out. They really don't know what to do, and so you kind of just have to be forgiving. One step at a time, literally.
And with a C-section, talk to your doctor.
For sure.
And are there any general guidelines with that? Because I thought it was like, okay, at 3 weeks you can walk, and by 6 weeks you can work out.
I feel,
level of comfort, right? Like
You start to feel comfortable. Like with, when you have a C-section, I love like the belly bandit. They put it around you, you know,
What's that
compression. It's this awesome. Compression technology has been around for a long, long time, but it's just a corset.
Oh.
It Velcros. Belly bandit makes a wicked one, and you can wear it right after you give birth. The hormones that expand you are the same hormones that can pull you in, and compress yourself, it works like bananas.
Do you do this if you had a C-section or just no matter what?
Both. I advocate both. Every mom I've ever worked with has one when she leaves the hospital. Straight up.
Wow.
It's mandatory you wear one when you have a C-section, but if you wear one after you have a normal canal birth, stick it on because all the hormones are going to, you know, pull you back in.
Okay.
So it'll cinch you back in. So it feels good. It feels good. It supports your back.
Okay.
I really love it. And so start to move. Within 3-4 days, you start to feel like you can get up and move around. It's required anyway. You're a mom. You have to do those things.
Yeah, God.
And then go more and more.
Do you think that would help if you are experiencing postpartum, like fitness, or do you think postpartum is just beyond fitness and mood?
I think that it's a factor. It's physiological, you know, and then it's also psychological.
So I remember Heidi had a little postpartum, and I was like, what is wrong with you? I mean, she was just zombified.
And it can get really severe where it's super, super huge, you know, depression.
Right.
Or it can be the blues, a little bit of the
baby
moody blues. So, you know, when you move, you have your circulation, you get your natural endorphins, you get to move around. It's bonding with your baby.
Yeah.
I recommend you strap your baby onto you and take a walk. The weight is on you. You already have it on your frame. You're moving. You're doing something positive for both of you.
Okay.
That's what I do. That's the first workout I do with my moms is
really?
We go for a walk. Yeah. And we, you know, I will do it within 2 weeks.
Okay.
You know, but they sometimes want baby to stay indoors, you know, just while they're starting to get their immunity up, not to have exposure. So as soon as baby can go outside.
You know, here's the problem with that theory. A lot of people have 2 kids.
Yeah.
And the toddler is going to
bring
disease
all the germs
into that.
Sure.
I mean, oh my God, my poor son. You were around for the croup when we had the croup.
Yeah.
Holy mother of God.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. I'm certainly no pediatrician and I'm not going to tell people to not adhere to that advice. But if you have a toddler, it's pointless.
No, it's pointless. And so
pointless
there's nothing
advice.
You can do. So, I mean, it's common sense, but it's better to get started sooner than later.
Okay.
And there's nothing that's going to interrupt or be dangerous for your body. If you've had a C-section, you got to take it easy, but you're in pain anyway.
And, okay, here's the big question that I get all the time. And I would just love, I know you're going to be the most current on this information. I want to breastfeed, but I want to lose the baby weight. Where should my calories be?
They say 200 to 250 calories extra a day. The hormones are going to kind of make the body fat a little stubborn, but the metabolism that you're using to generate the milk is compensating and offsetting for the calories that you're eating.
So if I wanted to lose weight, would you say they could go to around 1,600? Do you think that's safe?
Yeah.
And if they're burning 2,000 a day?
Yeah.
Because I was under the impression you shouldn't lose more than 1, maybe 2 pounds a week.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You are on it.
Because I remember when I was working with Pink, I like, we really can't mess this up.
No.
And she was very, you know, she was very clear with me. I am breastfeeding my daughter. If you ruin this for me.
And you'll, like, yeah, oh, and you have to be careful because you do dry up. I mean, you need the calories, you need the fat, right. You need the nutrients. Your body needs the, you know, sustenance to breastfeed. And if you reduce it too much and you work out too much, the same reason why you don't get your menstruation if you're too lean.
Okay.
Hormones can be affected. So you could dry up your
ducts. No more than 1 to 2 pounds of weight loss a week.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
For sure.
And then I think a lot of women also feel like they should be able to resume fitness at the, presuming you did not have a C-section, at the level you left it. You know, like I was, God, I don't know, doing level 2-3 yoga flow, you know, Pilates, hour-long classes, or, I don't know, CrossFit. You know, I don't love that, but CrossFit or what have you. I feel like they think they need to jump back in. What is the rule on that?
I think you kind of, if you went into it phase 3, go back into it phase 1 and get to 3 within 6 weeks in intensity. So I feel like if you've been fit throughout your pregnancy, it's a lot easier. It makes a world of a difference, man. If you are super fit going in and you spend 2-3 weeks just kind of readjusting to your new life and your hormones and your sleep, yada, yada, away you go. It's a lot easier. If you've not been active.
So if I was running 6 miles at a 6 mile an hour pace, now I've had the baby, go back to 4 miles, you think, or 3?
I do. I would say half it up your first session back.
And then
use that as a barometer and then move forward. A lot of people find themselves and also, too, if you're not in pain in your back and all the hormonal and structural changes, go for it.
Right.
I just, you know, your body tells you the same way your body told you when you were pregnant and how it reacted. It'll tell you what's happening after. You know, just guidelines of common sense. It's just so easy and so comforting that you don't have to be super technical about it. They've done the science. They've done the research. Basically, it's a matter of just being consistent throughout and being consistent after. Progressive.
Tell me this. I've had women 1 year later, 2 years later, talking to me about baby weight.
Yeah,
is that baby weight? When does it become?
No way.
Wait.
When your baby's not a baby, you don't get to call it baby weight. If you're dropping your kid off at kindergarten, you are not rocking baby weight. Forget it. It's no way. It's baloney.
Right.
Baloney.
Right.
You know, and then after, like, some moms, the body fat sticks around that extra, say, I don't know, on average, 10 pounds if you breastfeed. So if that's a decision, you've made a really great maternal decision.
That are breastfeeding two-year-olds.
For sure.
And that's whatever.
And that's
cool.
That's a personal decision.
Right.
With that comes sometimes a little bit of extra body weight. But that's the choice you make. You know what I mean? It's a matter of, you know, if you're not going to be the supermodel rocking down the runway, then you're going to rock down the, you know, carpool lane.
Yeah.
Just rock it.
Right. Just be okay with it.
Be okay with it. And also, too, you know, it's a decision. It's a maternal decision, not an aesthetic one. So, you know, you got to simmer down sometimes when you're looking in the mirror, but you've made a decision to, you can't have it all and you have to sacrifice like anything.
It's so, that is so important. I think that's such an important message for moms is you can't have it all. I mean, maybe you can, but not at the same time.
No.
You know, you cannot have it all. And that's such a, I feel like we've been given such a misleading message as women in this country of being able to do it all, because there are women that have it all and it's like, I am woman, hear me roar. But then you end up wondering what's wrong with you, why you can't make it all come together.
And the same reason why, you know, the airbrushing covers are the same fallacies that we're dealing with when they say XYZ and she lost the baby weight. Well, you know, it's probably an older picture.
So Andy, what is the DVD that our fourth trimester moms need to have?
I have a DVD called Supermodel Series, and it's everything I do with the supermodels, and you can start to do it as soon as you get your doctor's okay.
Did I say that you got Heidi Klum in shape after her pregnancy in this one and Khloe Kardashian? I did. I was impressed
by
that.
Yeah, you did. All of 3 of her babies. Sent her right back on the runway. Off you go.
That's right. All right, no, wait a minute. Sorry. Where do we get it?
On my website.
AndreaOrbeck.com.
And Amazon, too.
Groovy. new sponsor. Are you excited?
I always.
And they're like a smart person sponsor. It's pretty good. It's a company called Lumosity.com. L-U-M-O-S-I-T-Y. Lumosity.com. So check this out. These guys have created a workout for your brain. They can make you, I mean, literally smarter. Your memory better, your retention of information better, quicker, sharper, wittier. And I was like, oh, come on. You're kidding. And it's basically all these really cool games that you can play any place, anytime, anywhere, on your phone, on your computer, at work. And, so I thought, all right, I'll take the bait. And I started playing this game called Color Match. And it's absolutely addictive. So now Heidi and I are competing and G and I are competing. And you can see, like, it shows you your progress of how you progress over the week. It shows you how you add up to other people in your age range. It's actually cool. Really, really cool. And I've noticed that I'm sharp as a tack these days. I'm just saying. I mean, look out. But in all seriousness, it's so much fun. I really suggest you guys check it out. So go to Lumosity.com today. You just click the start training button to create your own program and then start playing your first game. That's Lumosity.com and tell them you heard it from me, Julia Michaels. Call this a fitness segment, but I feel like we can make it snappy.
Oh, okay, then I'll call it the snappy segment.
No, because
it's not really snappy.
Well, no, it is, but like every second segment is the snappy segment, so you can't just call it the snappy segment. Don't you want to know what it's about before you start labeling it?
Okay, what's the segment about, Jillian?
Okay, it's about oil pulling. Huh?
What?
No, I don't mean, like, listen to this.
Okay.
So it's not actually a new trend. It's actually an old trend. Didn't you do this once, Andy?
I tried.
You tried?
I tried, but I was too scared that after all the bacteria that's in it, if you swallow it or it goes into you, you're just, like, creating a petri dish. I mean,
oh,
I like coconut oil. I use it. I ingest it, but it kind of freaked me out.
So here's the concept. All right, so it's called oil pulling, and it's apparently this very old folk remedy. And it doesn't necessarily have to be coconut oil. It can be sesame or sunflower oil. And you take a tablespoon of this stuff, you put it in your mouth, and you swish it around for 10 to 20 minutes. And then you spit it out, and you brush your teeth. And the idea here is that it reduces plaque and gingivitis and bacteria. Because supposedly what it does is it dissolves the plaque on your teeth, which is called a biofilm, and it absorbs it, and then you spit it out. But then they say it's not as effective as chlorhexidin mouthwash, but it's cheaper and not bad for you. But who in the world can swish something around for 10 minutes? I couldn't.
No,
I don't think I could
be
quiet for 10 minutes.
That's
let alone 20.
No, I couldn't do it.
I think you should try.
Well, I eat coconut oil in my porridge.
Porridge? We've had this conversation before, dude. There's no such thing as porridge.
Excuse me. My oatmeal, I put a scoop in it and I eat it.
Yeah, what are you, like Goldilocks? Nobody eats porridge.
Yes, I am Goldilocks.
Are you
What's off? The story of Goldilocks? I can't remember.
She goes into the bear's house and she eats their porridge and one's hot and cold and then she gets in the beds and this one's too small.
She gets in the bed with the bears?
No, they're not home. And then she gets in their beds and this one's big, too big, and bed's too
and
small.
This one's just
Do they eat her at the end? Because they come home and they are pissed.
No, I feel she runs away.
Let's see. What happened to Goldilocks?
Buys her own condo.
I think she bites it.
I thought she did too.
What?
What happened to Goldilocks?
Yeah, she tastes their porridge. She sleeps in their bed.
Goldilocks and the three bears.
Isn't she trying?
Oh no, she ran away as fast as she could, and she never looked behind her.
But what was the
But no one knows what happened to her after that. It says.
What was the third thing she tried of the bears? Did she try on their hats or something?
Okay, they each had a bowl of porridge, right?
Yeah.
So she tried that. Then she got on their bed.
One more thing.
And then she looked into the window and she peeked through the keyhole. No. She was at the door. She ate the porridge.
And the bears came
into the
home
parlor.
And said,
oh, there were three chairs.
Huffing up.
There were chairs. Yeah.
Oh,
no, that's the pigs.
Too hard, too soft. Just right.
Just right.
Oh, why did I think there was a bed situation?
There was.
Oh. Yeah, then the bedroom, and there was pillows.
She was quite slutty.
Oh, but then they said, no, she doesn't sleep with them. What is wrong with you?
Well, who would
What's with your bestiality theme today?
Somebody's bed. She's naughty. It's, you know,
but they're not home.
You know what? Fairy tales are known
they're
to be.
They're not home. God.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit
Oh,
weird.
Yeah, she ran away as fast as she could. And never looked behind her. And then it says, no one knows what happened to Goldilocks after that. And as for the three bears, they never saw her again.
Well,
right.
She shouldn't have been wearing that red cape.
No, that's the
that's
wool
little Red Riding,
Riding Hood.
Hood.
You must have had a horrible childhood. Anyway, so the thing with the oil is supposedly...
I don't understand the purpose of it. For your teeth, the health of
your
teeth.
Yeah, it removes bacteria. So it removes, like, strep. Bacteria, it removes plaque, it helps with gingivitis, and you know when you remove plaque it's also good for heart health. It's this health practice. It's supposed to pull the toxins out of your mouth. I just thought it was
something to try.
It's kind of trendy, but I just don't think I could personally swish.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
for 10 to 20 minutes.
No, that's where they lost me.
The pain. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I went back to Colgate. It was too much.
Yeah, that's
Yeah. But I heard it's supposed to look black after you do it or something.
Oh, yeah, that's really attractive.
That never happened. That never happened to me. But I, admittedly, I only did it for 4 minutes.
Oh, you half-assed it.
I did.
Well, then you.
I don't represent the Ayurveda community very well.
No, you don't.
I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. So the oil pulling.
I don't know that we can be friends anymore.
Please.
No. I mean,
I'll brush my tongue. They do that too.
I brush my tongue.
What? I scrape it.
Yeah, it's good for okay.
You didn't even make it 5 minutes.
Four. I'd put on a timer.
How did you win that silver medal? I mean, being as lazy as you are.
Well, I ran a lot faster than I swished. Well-
How many of you guys out there are building your own website? Well, if you are, I want to tell you about Squarespace. It's a super cool company. Squarespace has customizable templates for you to choose from and an all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. It's super simple. Everything is drag and drop. They have 24/7 customer support. You can easily link to your social media accounts. So for our listeners, they're offering a free trial and 10% off. All you have to do is go to squarespace.com/JillianMichaels and use the offer code capital J, capital M, and then the number 9, JM9. Go check it out. Something I want to talk about.
Oh no.
Okay. Yeah. I really like what how are you supposed to handle like socially awkward moments? Like I just went to go pee and I was peeing and I came out to wash my hands and this girl was waiting for me.
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
To finish peeing? Was it her turn to go in?
No.
Oh, waiting to talk to you, ask you.
Like, are you Jillian Michaels? And I was just like, really? Like, here? This is terribly embarrassing. And then we had to stand there and wait for the elevator together. And that was odd. And I didn't know what to say. And I didn't have my phone on me to pretend like I was texting. Ugh. So it was just uncomfortable. And I wanted to wash my hands before we shook hands. But then, like,
oh, you didn't
have you ever accidentally opened up, like,
the bathroom and the door wasn't locked. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, God. Oh, excuse me. But, like, lock the door. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see that. How are you supposed to handle that?
Wait a minute, Andrew. Do you know what her question is? What's her question? What's her situation? First of all, it started with the lady, and now it's...
Yeah. I just feel like, you know...
I think the moral of the story is wash your hands after you pee.
No kidding.
And lock the door. It's just common courtesy. Are you ready to start over?
Yes, we're all here for you.
Okay. So, vanity mm-hmm. is always thought of as a bad thing, but I say no. No, no, no. I think it has its benefits. And Winston Churchill once said, I like to quote Churchill because it makes me feel
smart.
This
is about the second or third time you quoted him.
Yeah. The vice that promotes so many virtues, vanity. Huh? Yes? So here's my thought. Look, one of the top motivators is obviously going to be family, love, health. Another big motivator is when we avoid pain. So I know it sounds terrible, but it is a huge source of motivation. Mm-hmm. So you have a loved one. My grandmother died of lung cancer. I never smoked cigarettes, ever.
Right.
It was, and it sort of falls into that category. And then a third giant motivator is actually vanity. And I really want to clarify, when I talk about being vain, it doesn't mean you think you're better than other people. It just means you have some self-respect. You care about your appearance. You take pride in your appearance. You take pride in the way you present yourself to the world. And, you know, it's always like, don't be, you know, proud. Don't be prideful. And don't be vain. And these words have such negative connotations. But I've been reading a lot of studies in my Psychology Today subscription. Mm-hmm. And they've been talking about in the past several issues that vanity is a virtue. And I wanted to tell people to be vain.
Well, I think what you're also getting at is...
Not
is,
you, but
is,
yes.
Is your motivation. And I believe that it's like quitting drinking. A lot of people will say, I'm going to quit drinking for my kids. I'm going to quit drinking because to keep my job. And you know
that's
what? Whatever,
avoiding pain. But that's what, avoiding pain,
right.
Losing work.
But the theory, I mean, not the theory. The thing is, whatever gets your ass in the seat of recovery,
right.
It doesn't really matter because it's what keeps you there.
Right.
And usually what keeps you in this, whatever it is.
Lasting motivation.
Lasting is something else kicks in. Maybe the reason that got you there really, it's what you think you're going to do. But what keeps you there is what you start digging down.
Like, I've gotten people to quit smoking out of vanity alone.
Sure.
Because they, you know, people, I was watching this show, I think it was Through the Wormhole, and they were talking about how we have a natural inclination to be optimistic, almost in a mm-hmm. delusional way, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, yes, people die of smoking, but it won't be me. It's always like, I'm going to get away with it. It's not going to be me. I'm going to be the one that isn't the statistic. Talking about motorcycle riding, like 50% of the statistics. I know you just got your license, Andy. But it was like, yet we hear all the statistics and we still ride because it's not going to be us. And it's like, I've gotten people to quit smoking, not because they're like, oh, I could get lung cancer, because I go, well, I'll tell you this, it is going to age you. Skin, wrinkles, bad breath, yellow teeth, and they quit.
My career is based on it. I would love to say, at the end of this, your cholesterol is going to be so good. Your cholesterol is going to look so good in those tight jeans.
The low cholesterol workout DVD.
Your blood pressure is going to look so hot in that short skirt.
Sexy. Yeah.
It doesn't. No.
No, it doesn't. Mm-mm. But you know what? It's like, so yes, you work out for tight buns and flat abs or whatever the heck. But at the end of the day, it's promoting positive results, like you were saying. So I just think we need to reframe our perception of vanity a little bit. And I think it's healthy. I think a certain amount of vanity is a healthy thing.
I do. I
agree.
Hey, whatever is the impetus for change, and if it's that, go with God, be with you. Go with speed. Go with the bird. Go with the great swan that flies.
No. It's
dawn.
It's God. What?
I don't know. I just was going to go until you stopped me.
I don't think swan. Do swans fly?
Yes.
They do?
And they...
No, they don't. Jake?
Googling.
Yeah.
A swan can fly. How the hell do they get in the pond? They don't just walk over land, hill, and dale. They don't go through tumbleweed and cattle skulls to get to the pond.
They're among the largest flying birds.
Oh. See, look at that. There's one thing I know a lot about, Jillian, and that's swans.
Becoming a personal trainer was the best decision that I ever made. And I want to help you get your dream job as well. The National Academy of Sports Medicine helps you earn great money and a rewarding career that you're gonna love. Certified personal trainers are in high demand right now. And the National Academy of Sports Medicine is going to make your dreams a reality. They guarantee that you'll land a job within 90 days of earning your certification, or they're gonna give you your money back. And all you have to do is get started with a free 14-day sneak peek of their fast, fun, and easy online program. Just go to usatrainer.com. That's usatrainer.com. Get your certification today. usatrainer.com.
All right, we're back, and Donna would like to talk to you.
Hey, Donna, what's going on?
Hey, Jillian. Oh, my goodness. I know you get this all the time, but it's so incredible to hear your voice.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't get it all the time, but if I did, it would still be nice to hear it again.
Well, good.
Thank you so much for writing in and letting us talk to you.
I did it on a whim, thinking, you know, I've done this before, but this is a whole different circumstance, and you picked it up, and I'm so thankful.
Oh, gosh, it's our pleasure. What's going on?
Well, I've been following you for a long, long time over in Korea, listening to your podcast and watching you on TV. In January of this year, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And from my first doctor telling me that I only had 3 months,
this was
a regular practitioner, and then I went to my cancer center, and he gave me this awesome 5-FU drug, and I've done 12 rounds of chemo.
Oh, my
Came through like
God.
A trooper, and I just on Tuesday, my body has no cancer in it.
Oh,
from
wow.
being full of cancer all over me to none.
Oh, my God. What an amazing story.
I am so in awe. And today I just had my celebration party. I had all my prayer friends and everybody over here, my Zumba peeps and everybody.
Oh.
So it's just been incredible. And then I get the phone call saying I get to talk to you. I'm like, oh. So I'm so blessed. I am so blessed.
Oh, wow.
But
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. I know you're called to ask me a question. But can I ask you, stage 4 pancreatic cancer, obviously you're given 3 months to live. This would have killed most people. What is it about you? Because it's not the chemo. But you can give many people who have had cancer have had chemo. You know what I mean?
Right.
What do you think it was?
The support that I've gotten, I'm a military spouse, the support I've gotten from everywhere in the world.
Wow.
I let go of taking care of people and let people take care of me. That was the hardest thing in the world to do. I'm just strong and resilient, and I've got spunk. And I want to be here on Earth. I want to be here on Earth. I'm only 55. Well, I'm going to be 56 next week.
God, you are young. Oh, my gosh.
So, and it was very disturbing, you know, listening about Bonnie Franklin passing away.
Yeah.
And, you know, she had the same type of cancer and things. And I just thought, you know, I can't let this do this to me. I just can't.
And you didn't. And you didn't.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Wow. You should consider, I don't know if you have a blog or...
I'm on Caring Bridge, and I'm on Facebook all the time talking to my friends, and I have friends saying that I do need to do a blog, and I probably will, but it's just been so crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. Just, what an awesome story, and I know if I was going through something like what you went through, I sure would love to be hearing from you and what you went through and how you were feeling and what pulled you through and what worked best for you, and I mean, because you are a walking miracle. I mean, truly.
Today at my party, I had the name tag Miracle and a little princess crown.
Wow. God, that's just awesome. It really is. I mean, and I don't mean to say miracle like an act of God. I truly believe that you were obviously very proactive in your own recovery and manifested that recovery with action and attitude. And it's what an accomplishment, man. You have my deepest respect. And now I'll answer your question.
Well, what's going on now? Like I said, I had the 12 rounds of chemo, the 5-FU, and I put on 20 pounds with the chemo. And my doc was very happy with that.
I bet he was. Yeah.
You don't want to lose weight when you're doing chemo.
No, you don't.
My stamina is low. I have a tough time breathing, and I'm usually zippy and quick and do this, do that, da 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 da, and it's just not there.
Well, okay, how long has it been?
2 weeks.
Buddy, oh my God. Okay. Okay.
2 weeks.
Okay.
It's my last chemo treatment, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this is very new. Have you even talked to your doctor about, you know, what's safe, when you can start exercising in again? I mean, have you even had these kind of conversations?
Yeah, I have. My doctor thinks I'm crazy because we have out here in Colorado Springs a Manitou incline.
Okay.
And I have been trying to do, I can do half the incline, and I tell him that I'm doing this and doing that, and he's like, people don't even, with keep doing chemo, don't even do the incline. I'm like, well,
no, because fatigue is a well-known side effect of chemo. Although I have read, and again, please God, talk to your oncologist, but I have read that exercise has been used to help actually keep energy up and help fight depression. That can be a side effect of everything that people are going through. But, you know, in the middle of chemo, of course, this needs to be supervised very closely by a doctor and somebody who specializes in this. But, of course, you know, you're post now, but just newly so. So I really feel like, I feel like maybe you should, you know, give it a minute. And so what has he said about this in particular? Because my gut would be, you know, a very gradual rebuilding of your cardiovascular conditioning,
right,
with maybe, let's say, 15 minutes of cardiovascular conditioning 4 to 5 times a week with 15 minutes of resistance training. So it's 30 minutes total. But of course, listen, this needs to be run past your doctor and approved and so on and so on. But what did he say in particular about this, since it is new?
He's really not quite sure what to do with me, because that he's not had a patient that has come through 12 rounds of this particular chemo.
Oh, my God. I can imagine.
So I'm very rare here in the Springs. So I'm not quite... I'm probably going to go down to Houston for a second opinion to find out what my maintenance plan is, because, like I said, this doc just doesn't know what to do with me. I'm like, abnormal, which, you know, is normal for me to be abnormal. But...
I would actually start it 3 times a week, to be honest.
3 times a week?
Yeah, okay. I would start it 3 times a week. Please obviously run this past them. But I would start it 3 times a week. I would do 15 minutes of, you know, very moderate cardio, to not crazy running sprints. Like, give yourself a nice brisk walk or a little incline walk on a 5. My friend Andy calls it the talk test. Basically, make sure, you know, be winded, get the heart rate up, but make sure you can still carry on a conversation.
Okay.
You know, if you're feeling dizzy, lightheaded, fatigued, exhausted, stop, dial it back, and then give yourself some resistance training that you can perform with perfect form. And you can do, I would say, 12 to 15 repetitions. This is not a time to try to be bulking up, obviously.
Okay.
And I would split it up. So if you're going to do 3 days a week, I would say, you know, if you could do four, but again, talk to your doctor. If you did four, I would do the front of your body, chest, shoulders, triceps, quads, two times a week. And I would do back, biceps, glutes, and hamstrings two times a week.
Okay.
But first, really, again, make sure, start out very gradually, lightweight, higher rep, and see how you're feeling. I would really play this by ear. Because you don't want to make yourself fatigued. And another thing that you might want to try is restorative yoga. So that you're stretching, you're breathing, you're doing your shavasana, which is, you know, the great little part at the end where you get to lay down.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
It's so hard to be still for me. It's so hard. You know, I tried Tai Chi. I'm like, I'm so far ahead of them when they're doing the Tai Chi. I'm like, wait a minute. I need to slow down.
Yeah. Just restorative yoga. If you find that it's just boring beyond your wildest imagination, then maybe a level 1-2, but that's a longer class. I think really please start with restorative yoga. Restorative yoga. Stretching, mind body, and then gradually build up over time with regard to your intensity level.
And I do listen to my body, which is a very good thing. And I'm suffering from neuropathy now. I've got the tingling in the fingers and my toes are bad, so my balance is a little bit off. Doc is putting me in physical therapy for that, which I didn't know they had, which is very cool. So I'll be starting physical therapy to see if I can get this neuropathy gone. But other than that, the 20 pounds and the neuropathy, I'm like...
And I eat clean. Get, you know, the 20 pounds, like, that will come off gradually. It doesn't need to come off overnight. Eat very clean, healthy food, and that will make a big difference, too.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And
try to build yourself back up over, you know, a 3 to 6 month period. And again, I'm not, let me be very clear. I don't specialize in this. I did own a sports medicine facility and I did work with cancer survivors, but it wasn't 2 weeks. You know what I mean? It was 3 to 6 months later.
Okay.
So, you know, and whenever I work with somebody who, or in the past when I was doing rehab work, I was a physical therapy aid, which means that I was a lowly trainer who I owned the facility, but I would work under the supervision of the physical therapists and the physiatrists. So they would tell me, do this exercise with this much resistance for this many reps, for this many sets, and do these stretches and do this and do that. So it's really important. You know, this is what my gut is telling me, but it's very important that you run this past a doctor and you consult with them periodically with regard to how you're feeling and how it's affecting you,
and then
modify accordingly.
I will do that. I promise I will. You know, everybody's telling me it takes time. I'm like, oh, I don't want to wait.
But
I know it.
You know what? Here's the great news. You got the rest of your life.
Yes, I do. I truly do. And
okay.
I'm so blessed.
Thank you so, so much for calling in. And you're just an awesome inspiration.
Thank you so much. You take care.
You too.
like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.